I was 18 when I first met Will. It was an afternoon in late August, my first week of college. I was sitting on a red couch in the first floor lobby, waiting to check my email, as we were all still years away from having access on our phones. He caught my eye and grinned from under his cap as he logged off and turned around. He had a smile that felt exceptionally generous. I remember wondering in that moment if we had already met, if he was also a drama student. We were properly introduced a few weeks later and struck up an easy friendship. He was in his fourth and final year and had these kind, light eyes that would crinkle ever so slightly as he laughed, his shoulders lifting in amusement. We fit in hasty conversations between classes, extended tentative invitations, took late-night strolls after cheap pizza and too much beer, hanging back behind the others, his hands casually finding their way to my waist, quickly dropping if anyone turned around. It was at a party on 123rd Street, pretty early into that first year, that I watched as he emerged from the bathroom with another girl trailing just behind. I was standing in the hallway, waiting in line, when the door opened. He glanced at me as he passed, his eyes quickly finding the floor. She had dark brown hair that fell to her waist. Her lips were stained a deep plum, and she wore a bright yellow dress that hung loose on her dancer's body. To this day, she is one of the most beautiful women I have ever beheld. But her eyes were red and swollen in that way that reveals heartbreak, and I knew immediately I'd just seen a thing that would make everything else, everything after, harder. When the night ended, with his hand gripping the bit of my leg just above my knee, I pushed the thought of her out of my mind.